We're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and RadioReverb.com online. Welcome to the UK's only radio show about HIV and living a healthy life. It's the HIV Hour. On today's show, we feature a rundown of the latest news and talking points about living with HIV from the Brighton area and the world at large. Also, information on Brighton's HIV organisations and some other events. Do email us at hivhour@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter at @HIV_hour and Instagram at @HIV_hour. If you miss the show on a Thursday at 7 p.m, then you can listen again at 4 p.m. on Monday and at noon on Tuesday, or indeed catch up with an older show by going to the Listen Again page on RadioReverb.com.
Happy New Year to you all.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
2023.
Yes, we made it.
We made it.
is it just me, but is January or does January always feel long, the longest month? It's not just me. Okay. Oh gosh.
How's everyone at home? And I hope everyone's had a great and peaceful New Year.
Yes.
What going on at the moment around the world as usual?
Lots going round, did you say, Josh?
Lots going on at the moment.
Yes, lots going on, exactly, yes.
Tons.
Yeah. Just seems to get more exaggerated. I don't know where the news is on all the time, though, isn't it?
I tend just to watch the highlights. And I used to go on in the morning, you know, first thing, cup of tea, news. It was like a sort of, you know, and I thought I'd just get highlights and turn the thing off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd rather put Netflix on. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I like to know what's going on, but all the tittle tattle. And do you know what I mean, David? It's a bit.
You don't need the running commentary of it all. Just need to wonder what's going on. I don't need all
Ba, 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 boom, boom.
Yeah.
Well, news is news. Quite often they speculate and, this could happen and that could happen. Well, it's not news if it hasn't happened.
Yeah. Anyway. How is everyone anyway? Should we go around the Zoom room.
Mm.
How are you, Johnny?
Well, Christmas was amazing.
Was it?
Amazing. Totally. Yeah, it's good.
Good.
The New Year's been good. Yeah, what about you, Sue?
Ooh. I think I mentioned I'd done something quite different last year. It's funny saying last year. Yeah, I volunteered my services to a homeless charity, a local homeless charity called Turning Tide, which do amazing things in the community. I think you're aware of Turning Tide, aren't you, Tony?
And I
was really touched by some of the people coming in, and all different people from different walks. And there was a gentleman, and I say a gentleman, he was an elderly gentleman. He was all suited up in his suit, and it was so gorgeous to see him all suited up. And you know, he's getting ready there to have his Christmas dinner, and as we were serving the Christmas pudding, he said, "Now, darling, you make sure there's no alcohol in that, is there?" Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely not, because obviously he was a recovering alcoholic. But and it was certainly he sort of dressed up for the occasion, and there was one lady in on crutches come in, you know, an elderly woman, and she had all a party jumper on, and she had a hat on, and you know, I was a team of six, and you know, we're just laughing and joking and saying Happy Christmas, and it were, I tell you what was so lovely, they were coming up to us and they said, thank you so much for giving up your time. I said, you know what, you've made my day. I said, thank you, but you know, very rewarding, and I will certainly do it again. It was lovely. Stephen, how was yours?
Mine was very, very quiet. So I got that horrible cold on Christmas Eve. So I spent Christmas sitting in watching Netflix and just relaxing because I felt rotten. I felt really, really rough. But so it's gone now, thankfully. So that was Christmas, and New Year was nice. So I spent it with some friends who've just had a new baby. So that was lovely. It was very, very, very calm, very subdued, very, you know, not like in the old days, but it was nice. What about you, David?
Just before Christmas, I caught, I think it was flu, because it lasted a lot longer than a cold. It lasted through Christmas and the week in between New Year and through New Year as well. And so as I start to feel better, my voice has gone. So,
of course.
Been a quiet few weeks. But I've had a lovely Christmas. It was nice to just have some nice food and just a just quiet time. It actually felt a bit like the first COVID lockdown, you know, when it was just nice to be snuggled up and, yeah, even though I was ill. So, yeah, it's nice to even despite my voice, to be back in the world again.
Yeah, you have to come out of it, don't you, sometimes, and just help makes you feel better.
Mm.
Yes.
And how was your Christmas and New Year, Josh?
Quiet, actually. I went to a friend's house on Christmas Day. I think I saw you, but you were ill, weren't you? You came around to yours, yeah, just to the kittens and that. But and then nothing else until New Year. Went to a bit of a party, which was nice, in a pub, which was good. That was nice. And just trying to get back into music and stuff. I've been watching Chernobyl, which, have you seen Chernobyl?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Oh my God, it's like, I don't know, I've just watched it, but oh my God, very well done, I thought. So yeah, trying to get back into things, and that's it really. What have we got on the show? We've got, because it's our first show, isn't it, of 2023, so we're just easing ourselves in, aren't we?
We're easing ourselves in gradually, yes.
Yeah.
Everything's a double entendre to you, Sue, today.
It always is.
Listen, there's everything Sue's saying. She's giggling. So we apologise for that.
Oh, yes. Well, I think Stephen and I are going to talk about it. Yeah. We're going to have a sort of a joint conversation. I think, first of all, just to mention, for any EastEnders fans out there at the moment, and what's going on with EastEnders and the character. What's his character again, Stephen?
Zach. Zach is his character's name. Zach Hudson.
And the storyline of him being diagnosed with HIV, and the Terence Higgins Trust have been working very close with the set and the actors to make sure the information is correct. So the Terence Higgins Trust have been working for quite some time now. So obviously it's done well in advance, isn't it? So, And I think they're trying to capture what happened in the first case of HIV in EastEnders, aren't they, Stephen? And just recap on that.
All those years ago, I think it was about 30 years ago, wasn't it? So yeah. it was very, you know, it's a few years into the show starting when Mark Fowler and his girlfriend were both diagnosed with HIV, and his girlfriend passed away from HIV. So so it's nice that they're updating things, you know. Yes. Hopefully, you know, that there has been change in all that time.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's an opportunity, because to get that up-to-date information, we all know, and within the HIV community, we know that the change is what has happened over the last couple of decades. But it's really an opportunity to show, as we call it, Joe Public out there, that HIV has changed, and this is how it's changed. I mean, we're talking about a platform of millions of people that tune in to EastEnders. And I think it's an amazing opportunity to get hopefully some of those misconceptions blown out of the water. Do you know anything about the storyline that's going to be happening? I know it has started.
Do you know, I don't watch EastEnders anymore. So kind of seeing all this I read it in the Metro newspaper, that it was happening. So I think I will go back and start watching just to see how it's done, you know, how they do this. Because it's, I don't know if you know, Sue, but the first primetime television, show to have an AIDS storyline, as they called it, was in 1983, and it was St. Elsewhere. Do you remember that hospital drama?
I do, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So that was 1983, and it was and the episode dealt with the stigma of hospital staff, as well as the patient and his family and friends and all that kind of thing. So yeah, you just hope that there's going to be a real change, and it really show, you know, what they're doing now in EastEnders. Hopefully, it'll really show the advances and the changes that there are in HIV over the years.
Well, if we just have a quick look at the actual storyline, so as again, I've just started to tune in to EastEnders, just obviously just to sort of see this thing erupting and what have you. And apparently, Zach, it has been established he will be diagnosed. I know he's at the moment, he's just been told by someone apparently that he shared a steroid needle with. Is that correct?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's something completely different. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not drug injected needles. It's not unprotected sex. It's a really clever angle, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So, I wasn't expecting that bit, you know, when I sort of heard that come on. So basically, he's been told by this guy that he'd done steroid injections apparently years ago. This other guy's been diagnosed, and he's now come to Zach to say, you need to get tested. And he talks quite, you know, and immediately he starts saying, you know, HIV wasn't what it used to be. You know, you need to get tested. So if you are positive, you can get onto medication, you can have a normal life. And that has come out immediately, which is great. But there's something else brewing. Apparently, Zach is going to be a father to a baby by, and I forgot her name, that lovely looking girl. You guys out there know who I'm talking about. The name is, so his sort of girlfriend, whatever it was, apparently she's expecting his baby. So we don't know what's going to happen, do we? So it could be a bit of a can of worms that could be opening. But if we just go back, I mean, if you think about it, it's an opportunity. I mean, it's not often we get a prime time television series that talks about an important issue like HIV. And if we go back to, I remember being sort of involved in the Emmerdale story tonight. I mean, it seems like so many years ago now. And I'm a vivid Emmerdale fan. And I remember she was called HIV Val, you know, she was a heterosexual woman diagnosed later on in life with HIV through a one-night stand, apparently. And when all that story unfolded, I believe the Town and Citizens Trust was sort of looking after that storyline as well. And then they asked, do we have a woman that is also living with HIV, which is older, that could come on camera and talk about her diagnosis in comparison to Val? Of course, I put my hand straight up, didn't I? You
know what? Surprise, surprise.
Of course. You know, it was an excuse for a dress, and it was an excuse to go and see all the soap stars and meet all of that, and I had my photos done with Val, and it was an amazing opportunity. I felt incredibly proud. And again, at the time, that was a really, I mean, Emmerdale still is, a primetime television. Look, who would think, you know, middle-aged woman, which I am, dare I say, so was Val, being diagnosed with HIV, it literally, that sort of blew the socks off. And I really hope, don't you, Stephen, that, you know, Zach is going to do something pretty special. I mean, at the moment, he's literally distraught, isn't he? He's literally in tears. Yeah, he's, gosh. And I think we can all resonate with that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very common thing, isn't it? So all the people that we work with, that we talk to, it's a very regular thing that people go through that.
Yeah.
So it's a very normal. So it's good to see
denial.
Yep.
Fear. All those things we really all resonate with, isn't it? You know, when we are on our first start, you know, no, I can't believe it. I'm not going for a test. I can't possibly believe it. Blah, blah. And so, and it's quite interesting to actually see that. And I'm hoping other people are seeing, and I'm sure they are. And so I look.
And, And that thought, Sue, isn't it, of I'm going to die, you know, that death is what's next. So this is a really important chance for EastEnders to show that that's not the case anymore, you know. So, exactly.
So hats off to EastEnders for obviously thinking of the storyline. So,
It's those misconceptions, isn't it, and breaking down those. Because I was watching the show, the old EastEnders on, I can't remember which channel it is, and I watched the, I was watching it, and then it started to come up with the Mark story, and it was just how everyone dealt, spoke to him and how they were with him. And it was just, at that time, I think it must have been late 80s or something when that came out. And it was very well done as well. So they must have got some great advice from charities, or I don't know whether it was THT or any of some other ones, but it was well done. But it's so harrowing to watch. But those things still happen, I suppose, in these days still. Shall we have a song?
Let's have a song. Yeah.
I think so. The new Running Up That Hill with Minute. Oh. Is it Minute Taker?
I don't know.
Minute Taker, his name? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, Minute Taker. Which is a good version, actually. I heard it. I haven't heard it before. So it's a nice version, actually.
Yeah.
And that's the Matt Pop Radio Edit.
Yes.
So, we'll come back with some more chitty-chat.
HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour 97.2 FM stereo on DAB Radio. Well, that was a lovely tune, wasn't it, Josh?
Yes, it was, yeah.
A great remix, and I don't know whether our listeners may have heard it already, but apparently he's a great supporter of the Terence Higgins Trust, and apparently he's raised at the moment over £2,000. So basically, how you can help by just downloading it is on Spotify, Stephen.
It's on Spotify. That's right.
You just click on it and just download it, and that's all you need to do. And through that thing, I think it is what I'm, because you guys are probably more onto that.
Yeah, it's thing. iTunes probably. Yeah, I think Spotify, iTunes, you can listen to it, you can stream it.
You're better than me at that, yeah.
I think you can download it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it says here, Josh, that you can download and stream from Spotify.
Oh, right.
So it's amazing, isn't it? Because that song, obviously, an old Kate Bush song from another, talking about going back 30 years. It's another song, you know, it's going back 30 years to when that was out. But obviously it's been brought back to life by Stranger Things. Yes. And then obviously this remix. So it's great that they're making some money and downloading it.
For him to do so, well done to him, blimey.
So how's everyone feeling? What I mean is in mood and stuff, because it's that time of year, isn't it? And it's a hard time around in this country, in the UK, and it's all around the world, and coming out of COVID. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are seeking help, aren't they? Like professional help. And I know I have therapy, so and it helps. I mean, don't know if anybody else wants to disclose that, or how, if they had it in the past. Some counselling.
Yeah, so I think it can be a very hard time of year, can't it, Josh? You know, for Christmas, New Year, if people aren't with their loved ones or with their family and things like that. Definitely doing things that make you feel good. You know, for me, it's going to the theatre or going to the pictures. You know, on Boxing Day, I went to the cinema to see the new Whitney Houston film, you know, about her life, because I felt so rough that I was like, what can I do to make me feel better? So it's therapy, but in a different way, if you know what I mean.
It's finding those things, isn't it, that can help you get through the day? Because like yourself, David, I know you can't speak very much, but you because you were in the old days, you get cabin fever, don't you? So you have to find things to help you. There's a lot of services in Brighton anyway, in Hove, that offer cancer service. Anyone's suffering or needs help. I know THT do a counselling service. That's who I go through.
Yeah.
And it's all confidential space for people to reflect if they've got any problems or challenges. That's available people with HIV and for those over 18. So you can contact them going to their website, which is dhd.org.uk/Brighton, or you can call them, the TH number, the THT number is 01273 764200, or there's a mobile number, which is 07436108055. I would recommend it. I've done it a few times. So
yeah.
There's also Mind Out or another charity that really help people, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they have a lot of services. So I'll just give their details. So that's Out of the Blue, and that's for LGBTQ men, and that's a support group for people who have suicidal thoughts, which is quite extreme. Again, phone number 01273 234 839, or go to their website, which is mindout.org.uk. Well, the Samaritans are another good charity to talk to. Let's see if we can see there. 01273 772277, or go to their website, which is samaritans.org/Brighton. And the last one that I got is, this is Trans Sober. So that's Drug and Alcohol Community Peer Support Group. And that's, I hope these are still going, because I just picked this up when I was at Terence Higgins Trust. So Drug and Alcohol Community Peer Support Group. And that's every Monday between 6 and 7.30 p.m. Every Thursday, 1 till 2.30 p.m. And that's at the Trans Pride Centre, which is on St. James Street, which used to be the Rainbow Hub.
Mm-hmm. So just going back on some of those fantastic resources that are out there, I don't think perhaps everybody realised how much the support there is in Brighton for different things, you know, different communities, of, you know. So I certainly urge, you know, people, you know, you don't have to go through anything on your own, I suppose, is the message, isn't it, Josh? You know, there's lots of support out there, and, you know, it's there for a reason to help people. And so, yeah.
We know there's stigma with HIV, but there's a lot of stigma around mental health.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And in particular, men aren't particularly good at talking about their feelings. No. It's really important that if you do feel isolated or just a bit down, or you just don't notice that your behaviour has changed, mm-hmm. then I'm sorry, I'm going to give up this. Don't suffer in silence. Talk to a friend, talk to a family member, get in touch with the organisations that Josh has mentioned. We're not designed to feel happy all the time.
No.
It's perfectly natural to feel down occasionally, as if it's, you know, just persistently down, or you're isolating yourself or changing your behaviour. That's the time to think, all right, perhaps I need to talk about what's going on with me. So, yeah. God, I've been going through that myself this last few weeks. Whilst I've been ill, I've not been looking at my phone. I've not been answering texts or emails. Mm. I've just shut down until I started to feel better. Mm-hmm. So that's a natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all, is there? There's nothing
exactly.
wrong. But I think that support, knowing that support's there, and as you said, Sue, in Brighton, we are very lucky. Mm. Very lucky. I think when I was, I just say to the listeners, when I was saying the names, I had headphones on, it was clicking a lot. So hopefully you got all the numbers right. So, I've taken my headphones off, so it's not clicking anymore. So hopefully that's that's Zoom technology for you, isn't it? So hopefully we'll get video soon. But yeah, it's a really hard thing, but it's really helped me. But it's a really tough thing to do is counselling and to look at what drives you to feel down. And for me, it's helped me, but it's a journey. It doesn't the reason I did therapy, started therapy now, was I thought I'd worked through some stuff, and then it comes again, and you think, oh, I thought I'd worked through. But that's not how therapy works for some people. Some people just go for short bursts, but other people go for longer, for life.
Yeah, for long term, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I realise that it's a journey. It's not like, oh, I've talked about that, and that's I've done that. But
you've done your 6 weeks. You've done your six weeks, you're all okay now. And it's not always like that, is it? No. Maybe just the start of something due in 6 weeks. So yeah, everyone's different. Everyone's got different emotions and feelings about certain things. And even as a woman, I've always been a fairly proud person. And, you know, I can handle that because I've handled so much. Oh, no, I can't handle that. But I've had to, in some circumstances, had just reflected to what I've been feeling and just go for it. Because, like you said, Stephen, we don't have to feel those feelings of despair, and we're on our own. And so, yeah.
I think it's... In our society, we don't show our feelings, and we get on with it. And I'm a sensitive person. This is what I've realised. I'm a sensitive person who likes to talk about his feelings. But as a kid, I was told, I was felt that I had to not say how I felt,
suppress.
And it's difficult if that's how it's ingrained in your head. So
yeah. Definitely.
It goes back to that be seen but not heard type thing, doesn't it? That's instilled into you as a child, you know. And I think definitely men, we're terrible. You know, we're so bad at express, not all of us, but you know, a lot of men can be bad at, you know, so it's really important that you take advantage of services and don't feel alone, because you're not alone.
No.
Yeah, reach out to people. Mm-hmm. And a friend even helps. Just talk to a friend helps, actually, as well sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Radio Reverb. Welcome back to the HIV Hour, and 97.2 FM, radioreverb.com, and online. And you can listen to our podcasts, iTunes and Deezer. Just put in HIV Hour. That was a great track again. Yeah, oldie but goodie. What I was just going to say is we are around Radio Reverb, which is a non-profit organisation, and we rely on donations and to keep the station going. So if anyone's interested and can donate anything, from a pound upwards, we'd be very, very grateful as a station, because it's so important. We've got such great shows on Radio Reverb, so diverse, and it's such a good station. So if you want to donate, which we would be really grateful, if you put paypal.me/Radio Reverb, and you can donate what you can afford, which would be great. You don't need a PayPal account either, so we would absolutely appreciate that, and thanks for that. So shall we do some community news? And I was going to say is this is really important, because it's since the Lawson unit, which is the Brighton and Hove sexual HIV sexual health clinic, they are moving, and it's going to be in April. Actually, it's going to be February, but have to move back to April, but they're moving to the main hospital, which has been done up, and they've got their own level. It's really important to get this message across, because it's been there. The Lawson unit is a separate thing at the moment, isn't it? So you can tell its own separate entrance, and it's been there for a long time. Do you know how long it's been there, David, the Lawson unit?
I've been going since 1993, so
it's been there a long time, hasn't it? It's going to be a big change for all his patients and for people who go there. So we're going to talk about it throughout the next few months. I think I'm going to go up there and do a little video and put it on our Facebook. Mm. I'm going to interview a few people about it, because I think because it's got a separate entrance, the Lawson unit now, that's going to change. So some people might get a bit feel a bit vulnerable about it. So it's just trying to ease people and put their fears at bay. So I've got a newsletter from the Lawson unit. So they're doing the newsletter now twice a year. So I'll just read what they say about it. The Lawson unit has been a familiar fixture for patients and staff for many years. They're fortunate to have this upgrade to their clinical space, but they very much want to keep the essence of the Lawson unit and transfer it to their new location. That will be located in, we will be located in their own private space on the sixth floor of the hospital, which is across the road from the Lawson unit, with stunning views, large clinic rooms, and a bright and modern environment. The Lawson Unit team of doctors, nurses and pharmacists and receptionists, which is important, will remain exactly the same, with the same high quality structure of care you've always received. The update, if you want some information about it, we'll keep you updated on the show, but if you want some more information, you can go to their website, which is www.rightandsexualhealth.com/3ts/. So I'll say that again. Yes, it's 3tsl. And you can get some, I think you can send them a message if you're concerned or you've got any questions that you might want to ask. So you can leave a message for them as well. So they've also got some new staff at the Lawson Unit. So they've got a couple of staff nurses called Lena and Beth and a couple of new pharmacists called Charlotte and Derek. So, I mean, they're very friendly at the Lawson, aren't they? Mm. So I got kind of and they just make you feel welcome, which is really good. What does anybody think about that then, about the new clinic?
Mm. I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a ward as well, isn't it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so when they... So this is a big redevelopment of the hospital, a brand new building, several buildings, yeah. 20 or 30 years in construction, because obviously they've got to continue running the hospital at the same time. So when they designed what they wanted, you know, all these lovely extra new rooms and treatment rooms and things like that, it was fantastic. But now, that was 10 years ago when they planned what they wanted, and now 10 years hence, they're already almost short of space and where they're going to be going to the new building. But they are, you know, excited about moving to it. There'll be a lovely sea views from the sixth floor, nice new waiting room. I mean, sometimes you can feel like you're in a bit of a broom cupboard when you go into the current Lawson unit, because it literally is, you know, is in a building that wasn't designed for its current purpose. Whereas this new place will be designed for us, including the ward, as Josh mentioned. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I think people have concerns because it's not a private entrance, so you have to go through the hospital to get to it. But I think they're there to talk to anybody who's got the fears and want to, any support's there. So just contact them and ask them questions.
You can get into the clinic without getting past reception, if you like. So nobody can wander in and suddenly discover it's an HIV.
Yeah.
Clinical HIV ward. And I think it's good it's in the main hospital. We really have got to be brave and be open about our status as we are. And to, you know, the hospital's aiming to be a stigma-free hospital by 2030, whatever it is. So having it in the main hospital might actually help break down the stigma and just, you know, mm-hmm. it's just a virus at the end of the day. I mean, it's in the same, it'd be on the same floor as infectious diseases, so it could be anything else. You know, like measles or
mm-hmm. Yeah, great. And one last thing about with the Lawson. Have you had your new, I'm going to say this,
pneumococcal, isn't it?
Yes. I wouldn't like to say that after I've had a few drinks. Pneumococcal. Has anyone had that? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it 10 years?
I think they advise you to repeat it. I mean, it's certainly worth having because, you know, pneumonia used to be a very common cause of death for people with HIV in the early death treatment. It wouldn't, as with many other vaccines, it doesn't necessarily stop you from getting it, but it will make the symptoms less severe if you do.
Guys, can I just clarify for people that are listening and for people like me that haven't really got what pneumococcal thing it is, can you just explain that a bit more? Sorry.
Yeah, so it's a vaccine against pneumonia.
Ah, okie dokie, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sepsis and meningitis, I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
But it's a 10-year thing, isn't it, David?
Yeah, so just like your tetanus shots or, you know, just like that. You check with your clinician or your GP. They'll know if you've had one recently or not. It's hard to remember what you're doing 10 years ago, isn't it? But, you know, we're used to getting COVID vaccinations. It really is good to, you know, for a good sort of health kit to have your pneumococcal vaccines up to date.
So the Lawson recommends, like you said, David, that you contact your GP and they'll sort it out and they'll get it done if you need one or you need it to be updated.
Mm-hmm. Radio Reverb. 97.2.
Yeah, that's that. Also, Tony, do you have something about the Worthing Hole?
Well, we're back to every Tuesday meeting, so that's good. And we've got bingo. We're doing a event every month, so just keep an eye on our socials for that.
Yeah.
The meeting is going to be in Worthing Town Centre in a really good location. It's every Tuesday lunchtime. We've been doing that for about, I don't know, about 6 months now. And yeah, it's good. But yeah, the event once a month, I mean, it is the, it's going to be Sunday the 15th. So it's going to be too late, but that's going to be bingo. But yeah, we're going to be doing an event every month now just to get more people involved and interested. Any other community news there, Josh, or anyone?
Yeah, I've got a bit. I'm just going to talk about Lodge Positive because they've got a lot of, they're just doing, aren't they, around the area, aren't they? So it's amazing, really. I'll just skirt over that what they're doing, and then I'll give you the details. So obviously the Friday Lunch Club, which is tomorrow, the drop-in, and that's a lunch, isn't it? So the doors open at 12 noon, lunch at 1 p.m. There's no charge for lunch, but a donation of £2 is welcome if you can afford it. So that's still always a good one to go to. They have a monthly supper club. That's every second Wednesday, and that's in Brighton. Again, that's at Dorset Gardens Methodist Church. And that's 5:30, supper at 6:30, donation of £2.50. So other services they're having, there's a befriending and buddy service. There's Positive Times Wellbeing Programme. In Eastbourne and Hastings, there's social groups, which I think is getting really busy currently and really popular. There's a women's group, I think this is a new one, a women's group, which they've started. And that's for people living with HIV in Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
Walk and talk therapy. So like we were talking earlier, so this is another support group. Short accessible walks with a trained psychotherapist.
Mm.
So that's a new one as well. Obviously, you can volunteer if you want to. They always give the training and lots of flexibility with stuff going on. There's a pantry and food bank. Groceries and food available to take away at the lunch club and supper group meetings. And there's a home outreach where groceries and cooked food are available to people who have recently returned home after leaving hospital. So they help you out there if you need. And also they're doing a Tuesday warm hub thing where you can go if you just like passing. And that's again the Dorset Garden Methodist Church. So if you want to get involved, you want to go to any of those services, you can go to their website, which is lunchpositive.org. You can email them at hello@lunchpositive.org, or you can call them and have a chat with them, 07846 464384. And they've just got the Queen's Awards for voluntary service. Mm-hmm. So they do really well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So also, just to mention, there's the Fighting HIV Stigma and Proud March vigil and rally on Saturday, the 18th of March, 2023 in London. Now, that was the one that was rescheduled from last year because of, I think it was train strikes or something. There was something going on. So it's going to be the Forum Magnum Square, which is 1A Belvedere Road, London, SE17GB, and that's the location for the start point, and it starts at 12 noon and goes on till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it'll be marching against stigma, and it's a collaboration of over 20 organizations dedicated to ending HIV stigma. Everyone is welcome, whether you've been on many demos or this is your first, please come along and feel free to bring your friends. So that's on the 18th.
Yeah, it's worthwhile, isn't it? Brilliant, thank you. Also, let's talk about Sussex Beacon. So they're doing a bazaar. I think this is up your street.
Oh, right. Right, lovely.
18 plus. A bizarre, 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 bizarre.
18 plus. What do you mean, size 18 plus?
No, that means you have to be over 18.
You're just, oh, well, that's me then. Mm-hmm.
You're just about over now, aren't you, sir?
Just about cut it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can go about five times.
That's a bit naughty. I'm only 32.
I'm only joking. But that, so that's on Sunday the 12th of February, 20th this year. Between 11 and 3, and that's going to be at the Sussex Beacon, St. James Street shop in Kemp Town. So I think they've said the warning, not for the faint-hearted. The bargains will be amazing, but I think, yeah, I think this is like leather and stuff like that. So if you're interested, so it's a jolly thing.
Leather.
Ooh. I've got my purpose as we speak.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just going to, I think this episode is about just talking about the services that are in Brighton, because it's good to get them out to the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So Beacon's an amazing charity, isn't it? They do a lot of things. They do a day service, peer support, positive program. There's mindfulness course, which you've done, David. Are you still doing that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I still do it every month.
Yeah. So again, if you want to get involved with them,
their website is www.sussexbeacon.org.uk.
Fabulous. You can call them on 01273 694 222. And also the last one is Peer Action, which has started up again, hasn't it? So they're again for support and friendship. So they do lots of different nights, and you can go and bingo and stuff. So, just to say that the Peer Action, if you want to in contact with Peer Action, it's peeraction.net. So they do a lot of things. So come on, Stephen.
And yeah, also Josh, it's great that there's all those services going on in and around Brighton, but also for people that are listening in different places, different parts of the world, do look, you know, go on the internet and just look for places, because they are out there. It's just sometimes finding them is the hardest thing. But yeah, wherever you are in the world, that there'll be somebody, and we're always here, you know. So you've got us every second Thursday. So yeah,
I mean, we're very lucky in Brighton, aren't we? And London as well, aren't we? And we're really lucky. We forget sometimes how lucky we are with all these services.
Yeah.
And some people live in the countryside and must find it very difficult to get support. So it's Google it, I think, as well, and speak to people. So also, HIV testing week is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
National HIV.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 6th and the 12th of February, 2023. So, save the date for that, if you need to go for testing. That's in clinic. Is that just in, usually just in THT, Terence Higgins Trust, or is that in?
I think it's across all of the organisations, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's national. That's why it's called National HIV Testing Week. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. We'll talk about that on the next show. Also, just one last thing. If you want to come on the show, we really want people who are heterosexual, don't we, to come on the show. It's just good to get that kind of side across people's experiences who are heterosexual and HIV. So please do contact us at hivhour@gmail.com. So it's a really good to get that out and for people to hear that who are going through similar situations. So
We'd love to hear from you all. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anybody, yeah. But absolutely. So. Well, what an amazing show.
What an amazing show.
First one of the year, so we can tick that one off.
See you later, everyone.
Take care, everyone.
Take care, everybody. See you next week.
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news, and views on living positively with the virus.